Welcome back to All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. 9 times in the last 10 years, there's been a Williams sister in the Wimbledon final. And this year, Venus and Serena once again fended off the rest of the field to face each other. But only one could prevail.
And it is hers.
Serena Williams, two sets to love.
Serena Williams claimed her third Wimbledon championship. All three have come against her older sister. John Wertheim was there covering the match for Sports Illustrated, and he's on the line with us. Hi, John.
Hi there.
Now, John, in the first set, these two women were pretty evenly matched, but then Serena really pulled away during the tiebreak. Venus fought back 3 championship points before she finally succumbed. She didn't go quietly.
No, she put up a good fight there in the end, but Serena was really on her game. It seemed like Venus was a little awkward off the ground.
And Venus had a brace on her knee. Why was that?
Yeah, I mean, she said it was protective, but she also, it was clear she wasn't 100% in terms of mobility, and especially on grass. That makes a big difference.
Now, they've played each other so many times now. Has their attitude towards playing one another changed over the years? I mean, do they attack each other more now, for example?
The tension between them is so strange. Their father and coach, Richard Williams, actually said he was going back to the United States. He always mows the yard when they play. And I figure they play so often, his yard must look like the Wimbledon court. But I think everybody, from the fans to their parents to themselves, it's all gotten a little more familiar, but it's such a strange dynamic. You just don't have the tension that you have with other players.
Is it disappointing in a sort of strange way when these two women make the finals? I mean, for sort of organizers and sponsors?
No, I think that what you lack in tension, you make up for in storyline. And I mean, this is Tiger Woods having a brother who's every bit as good a golfer. I mean, it's a remarkable story. So while the Williams-Williams matches tend to lack tension, I think, you know, in the long run, it's good for the sport, good for the sponsors, because it's just such a remarkable story.
And we should also point out that Venus and Serena are doubles partners, too, and they've got to play as a team for the doubles championship tomorrow. Have the same two people who played each other, you know, for the championship ever partnered up for the doubles title before?
Not in this era, and certainly not as siblings. In a way, it's nice, because, we'll see what happens, but odds are pretty good that they'll win the title and Venus will get to leave with a trophy.
Now, John, tomorrow Roger Federer goes for his 15th Grand Slam title, which would be the most in men's tennis history. A lot of people wrote him off as all washed up just a year ago. What's he been doing since then to regain his status?
Well, he had the good fortune of not having to face Rafael Nadal, his nemesis,
right.
Either at the French Open, which Federer won last month, and Rafael Nadal not here. The number one player, the guy who beat Federer at Wimbledon in 2008. So he's had some good fortune. But also, I think at some level this is just sports, that these careers are not perfect straight lines. They're not necessarily linear. And Federer had a bit of a rough patch, and now he seems to be the Roger Federer of old.
Mm. And standing in Roger Federer's way, of course, is the American Andy Roddick. He of the world record 155-mile-an-hour serve. What does Andy Roddick have to do to pull off an upset here?
Well, essentially, he's got to play the perfect match, and he came close to doing it yesterday when he beat Andy Murray, the Scottish player who's they're sort of counting him as British, so this was the great hope to
right.
a homegrown champion, and Andy Roddick foiled that. He played a terrific match to beat Murray. If he can sustain that level against Federer, he's got a real chance. If he can't, I think Federer's looking at title number 15.
And Andy Roddick has only won one single Grand Slam title, the U.S. Open, in 2003, but I understand he's been working on his conditioning quite a bit recently.
Yeah, his conditioning and also his variety. He's sort of like the baseball pitcher who had a great fastball, and now maybe the fastball has slowed a bit, but he's added some more variety of pitches. And, Andy Roddick is a fine player. He just had the misfortune of coming along the same time as Roger Federer.
John Wertheim writes about tennis for Sports Illustrated. His new book is all about last year's epic men's final at Wimbledon. It's called Strokes of Genius. John Wertheim, thanks.
Thanks, guys.